I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Anyone who's glanced through an anatomy book is well aware of the complexity of our system of muscles and bones, much of it directed at allowing us to move around. The ability to locomote isn't limited to creatures as complex as we, however. Look at the lowly earthworm. Hardly poetry in motion, but it does manage to move through its underground tunnels quite well. And it does it using two sets of muscles. One group goes in the same direction as the length of its body, the so-called longitudinal muscles. The other set is like a series of belts running around the body, just under the surface, the circular muscles. These, plus a few stiff hair-like structures called setae, sticking out beyond its body, is all it needs. The setae anchor the worm's body to the burrow wall. Contracting its circular muscles makes it thinner, but longer, extending forward its front end. Relax the circular muscles and contract the longitudinal muscles, and the body shortens, pulling forward the hind end towards the anchored head. Not elegant, but it works. I'm Florence Schwein.